The Lancaster Witches, Letter of Bishop of Chester. This is the letter that accompanied the examinations carried out by the Bishop of Chester when he sent them on to the Privy Council. It was common for a senior church figure to carry out such examinations of people accused of witchcraft. 15 June, 1634. May it please your honour, I received a letter from yourself and others, the Lords of His Majesty's Most Honourable Privy Council, dated the last of May, wherein I was commanded to examine 7 of those persons which lay condemned for witches in Lancaster Jail. This letter was brought to me on Friday last, being the 13 of this instant June, when I was at Lancaster in triennial visitation, and so had the convenience of present dispatch thereof that very hour. But thereof, those persons mentioned in the letter died lately in the jail, namely John Spencer, Alice Higgin, and Jennet Lloyd. A fourth, named Jennet Hargrave, laid sick, past hope of recovery, as the keeper and the rest affirmed. The other 3 I examined, and have here enclosed sent your honour their examinations. I used the utmost of my ability to persuade them to a free confession, laying before them their miserable estate, both for body, subject by the law to death, and for soul, in extreme danger of damnation. The old woman, called Margaret Johnson, also the penitent witch, with tears in her eyes after my exhortations to her, replied, "I will not add sin to sin. I have already done enough, nay, too much, and therefore will not increase it by telling untruth or concealing truth. I pray God I may repent, and I thank God for bringing me here to further my repentance, that I may be saved," and much more to this effect. And then she confessed, as is set down in her examinations, often acknowledging that she was a witch, but more often faulting in the particulars and circumstances of her actions, as one having a strange imagination of the former, but of too weak a memory to retain or relate the other. The other 2 whom I examined were Mary Spencer and Frances, the wife of John Dickinson. Your wisdoms will soon discover their guilt or innocence, and it befits not me to utter what I conceive, before so deep in decisions, just, noble, and pious senators. Only I hold it my duty to signify what I find by lamentable experience. Conceit and malice are so powerful with many in these parts, as they will easily afford an oath to work revenge upon their neighbour. And it was offered to be deposed before me at Lancaster by Mary Fisher Widow, where the parties were in the assizes week, that if Dickinson would have given the accuser Robinson 40 shillings before the arraignment, neither he nor his son, the boy that first set this business on foot, would have said anything against her. But when she, hearing thereof, advised her husband to give nothing, Robinson said he had no malice to any but her. The like, as is affirmed, will be testified by others. But such evidence being, as lawyers speak, against the king, I thought not meet without further authority to examine. I pray God bless your honour, and all that most noble and upright table, with continual fruition of all temporal and spiritual blessings, and at last with eternal happiness amongst the saints.